And this is brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair and Auto Flex Leasing.
So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
So shut up over there, Mr. Jerko Panty Butt. All right, here, I'm in shock over this because I thought that a movie that is coming out here next weekend, I thought it, in every review that I would read that it would get ripped to shreds. So far, it's just the opposite. I've read zero bad reviews. Not only are the reviews not bad, they're glowing. They're gushing. They're ridiculously over the top, making me think that this movie has got a shot to pull off the impossible, and that is pass every film ever for box office gross. I'm speaking of The Avengers. Dude, start checking out the reviews. It's insane. Like, I think it's almost a bit. Here's what Peter Travers says.
Now, who's he?
Rolling Stone.
He's from the Rolling Stone.
You should know that.
Yeah.
What, I should know it?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's been
the Rolling Stone.
He's been reviewing movies for them for decades.
You know it.
He says, let me sprint right to the point. The Avengers has it all and then some. Six superheroes for the price of one ticket. I mean, I can't even believe I'm reading this. Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, Hawkeye. He's in the movie?
Yeah. He sprays his victims with Coke Zero.
Black Widow and the Hulk. It's also the blockbuster I saw in my head when I imagined a movie that brought together the idols of the Marvel world in one shiny, stupendously exciting package. It's Transformers with a brain, a heart, and a working sense of humor. Suck on that, Michael Bay. That's his words, not me.
Hawkeye confuses his villains by hiding their Jerry Reed sausage.
Yes, he hides meat.
What a power.
Yes, he causes sausage wars.
Yes, sausage confusion and then drowns them in tab.
What a terrible power.
I think it's a great power.
I would go see that.
Yeah, I would too.
Let Hawkeye branch out on his own. I'll go see that movie.
You know who plays Hawkeye? Jeremy Renner. Hawkeye is the newest Avenger or hero.
Hey,
he's an archer.
This movie would have been great when I was 7.
We're going.
I'm not going.
You're going.
No, I'm not.
We got to go.
No,
you
I have
to
too many
too.
Things to do.
No, you don't.
This is what cable is for.
Yes.
You should go too. This is in your demographic.
Oh, okay.
I just want to watch baseball. I don't want to go see Hawkeye and Thor and the Cleaver and all the others.
Who's playing Terry Dorsey in this?
This isn't the KSCS morning team. Scarlett Johansson's in it. She's the Black Widow. She fights crime using gymnastics.
Great. Does she take her shirt off? Then I'm not interested.
No, she does not get naked.
Pass.
She fights crime using jugs.
We don't know that. They call her a killer in gymnastics and martial arts.
And she's good at poking out her opponent's eyes with her nipples.
You guys have become shock jocks.
I'm thinking about going to see this.
All right, you can load up Ty in the your classic BMW and head over to the.
You know, we can't get him to watch
movie.
Mad Men.
No, he won't even
get him to watch Mad Men.
So
but
far behind
he
now,
is all over this.
I'm so far behind now. I may have dropped Mad Men. I don't know if I can catch up.
Do you understand what a cardinal sin that is? Is to drop Mad Men.
I'm like 6 episodes behind. How do you catch up during baseball season? It's impossible. There's no time, and now the Mavericks playoffs.
So there's supposed to be time. There's supposed to be time for the Avengers, huh?
Sports. Yeah, that's a getaway. That's a film.
Do you understand that? That's 3 episodes of Mad Men right there. By the time it takes you to drive there, sit through previews, watch the stupid movie, and drive home, 3 Mad Men.
Wrangle your kids. That's 3 Mad Men. Maybe 4.
Yeah, but I can't sit there for 3 hours in front of my own television. Like, that's not possible. It's impossible.
Just watch one.
Snake, what's up?
It's so long. They're like an hour.
No, they're not. They're like 42 minutes once you fly through them with the DVR.
Are you sitting down?
Look how he's trying to change the subject.
I'm 3 feet from you, yes.
Okay. Octomom has filed for bankruptcy. Yeah, I'm not lying. Are you okay?
Yeah. I brushed her hair.
What?
Look at him when that happened. It's a tomato head.
Boy, that is a drop that's never been used.
Whose hair did you brush?
Lisa Gibbons's.
Why did you brush your hair?
Long story. Finish yours.
Were you a hairdresser in the 80s?
No. Finish your story. I'll explain later.
Did you work at Sport Clips?
Yeah.
In the 80s?
Yeah.
Octomom Nadia Sulman filed for bankruptcy today, just 1 month after going on welfare to support her. God, I forgot about this. And her 14 kids. She had six before the eight?
Right.
She had eight at a time. Like a litter.
Man.
Like calves.
I feel awful for these kids.
Even polar bears only have two cubs at a time.
What?
She had eight.
I know. That's why she's called Octomom.
Okay, don't yell at
me. It's not Septo Slut.
Yeah, keep yelling.
If she would have had seven, would she have been Septo Slut?
I guess.
You want her to be.
I feel so...
I guess if she had six, she'd be Hexo-whore. Right? We can go all the way down.
Hexa-whore.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for these kids. 14 of them. And they're all, like, hungry because of her. And you
what
said...
five should be Quintqueef? Really?
How old is he?
Like 83.
Did you ever think that you would ever pair those words together, much less
legendary,
past your 60th birthday, that those two would be combined as one super word
and then spoken on a live broadcast?
Right.
Yeah. Only if there would have been a missile player named that
on an all sports station.
Now, are you aware that she posed nude to gather cash?
Ew, seriously?
That is so gross.
You know she's nude. Now, see if you guys have ever heard of this magazine. It says, last month, Octomom decided to pose nude for a magazine. She says, I'm doing that because I need to feed my kids, I need to pay the bills, and I'm still very cognizant of the repercussions of my choices. But yes, it's true. I pose nude for Closer magazine.
What, next to Joe Nathan?
Found in bullpens all across Major League Baseball.
And only bullpens. Closer? Or Closer.
It's probably...
I like Closer.
I like Closer.
I hear there's an op-ed from Jose Valverde this month.
Yes, Jose Valverde's rooster-killing tips.
Closer jokes.
It's a sports station.
It is.
See, our listeners don't understand jokes unless they're delivered with a sports punchline.
You should have heard their Closer series jokes today on the Hardline. Man, they really nailed it.
Fernando Rodney has a mean chili recipe sports coming up next week. Oh,
stupid. Are you going to look at her? Are you going to go look up Closer Magazine or Closer Magazine?
I guarantee you he already has.
No, I haven't.
Come on, dude.
No, I haven't.
You want to see everybody naked.
I bet she's got the hottest body for anyone who has 14 kids.
That's limiting the field somewhat, I'll bet you.
Isn't there some son of a bitch out there that wants to get laid, that has some dough, that would make this his charity case and just be like, all right, you know, I'm whatever, 58 years old and never had any kids and got a lot of dough and not doing too well, because she would do anything right now for a dude. Anything. There's got to be like...
Oh, she is yucky.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah. I don't even want to skip to see the nudes. Oh, Lord.
Closer Magazine.
Yeah. It's like a nude picture of her holding her boobs and like John Wetland kind of peeking in.
Or it's like Mariano Rivera's doing the James Gum trick from Silence of the Lambs. Mm-hmm. He's all tucked in.
A tasteful spread from Tom Hinkie.
Tom Hinkie.
In his glasses.
They're getting all these ex-closers.
Yeah, guys from the early 90s.
It's just him, like he's put the glasses on his wiener, you know?
Jeff Branley, how to close with a mullet.
Mm-hmm.
How does she look?
Awful.
For real?
Yes.
Out of shape or just awful?
Just bleh. Just like somebody wrapped her in... She looks like a wet crescent roll.
That's kind of the TC look.
Leave him alone.
Yeah. Lay off him.
Come on, man.
So I'm only allowed now to say positive things about him. That's it.
Just lay off him.
I think he's doing a kick-ass job doing the nighttime show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he sounds great.
All right, well, tell him that.
Yes. Why don't you give him a nice card? With a
card?
Yeah, with a gift card in it.
For what? More Hawaiian shirts? What's the deal? That's a bad bit he has
just
going on.
Just get him
on.
A nice gift card to the cupcakery.
What's so bad about that?
Can't you control his wardrobe, Jake?
I think I make it worse by pointing it out to him.
Last week,
so far off the resume. New TC is a different human.
He really is, man. Is this girlfriend driven?
Man.
No.
We got all these guys changing around us.
Right?
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, there's Killer... And now there's him. Where's Classic Killer? Where's Classic TC?
Who?
Classic TC. Bit myself.
It's okay.
We used to have the snake. Now
we have Corby.
Okay.
Snake. Where's the Classic Snake?
All right. Glom me in here. HBO's decided to renew two shows. Girls.
For long, Mr. Phil's the only one with any edge around here.
Mr. Phil?
Yeah.
HBO has renewed Girls and Veep.
Do you know Simon Kirk's daughter's in that thing?
In Veep?
No, Girls.
No. Simon Kirk? The drummer?
Yes.
The drummer from who?
Nobody knows who that is, man. That's a nerd reference.
Who? Well, I'm a nerd.
Who?
He was a drummer for Bad Co.
Oh, God. Is she hot?
Yeah, she's hot.
Which one is she? Because there's only one of them that's remotely attractive.
She's the one that thought she was pregnant last week.
These girls aren't hot,
that's
girls?
That's the one that's only remote. No. Ugh.
Really?
No, not at
Does
all.
Does it make it better that they're
Brian
not hot?
Yeah, Brian Williams' daughter's in that thing, too.
Does it make it better, though, that they're not hot?
Yes.
Like, does it make
yes,
it more
it
believable?
Does. It
and
does.
You don't need, you know, a bunch of sex pots running around there?
Except they're all white.
Yeah.
Where's it set? New York?
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Yes. It's so cliche, hipster New York bullcrap.
It is.
They don't explain how they can afford to actually live there.
No, they don't.
It's funny, though.
Yeah.
It's damn funny.
Funnier than Veep?
You know, I watched Veep last night.
Well, you guys overrated the hell out of that show.
What, Veep?
Yeah. You saw the pilot and were just gushing
I don't know which one I saw.
There's only been one, right?
It's the one where they signed the card and
yeah. I laughed one time.
Man, that was really funny.
You liked
it? It's not about, dude, you're not going to, how many times do you sit at home and laugh out loud? You don't.
A bunch.
No, you don't.
Yes, I
you
do.
No, you do not.
Yes, I do.
I don't believe you.
I like the second beat a lot better than the first. I'm coming around on this.
I think it is incredibly smart.
Well, I guess I'm just stupid.
Mark that, Jake.
We can't all watch high-minded programming like The Avengers.
I haven't seen it yet, but I will.
You're touting it.
I will. I'm going to go with Wolanski. Bobby Brown says that he is not the reason that Whitney Houston is gone. He says, it's just unexplainable, but I ain't got her on no drugs. I ain't the reason she gone. He says, I was hurt, man. I was hurt because, you know, me being off a narcotic for the last 7 years, I felt that she was, you know, clean. I didn't know she was struggling with it all. But at the same time, you know, listen, man, it hard. It a hard fight to maintain sobriety that way.
And he makes Wash sound like an English professor.
Well, he is Bobby Brown. All right, we got to go.
That's it.
Yeah, we're late.